The Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Cornelius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go down now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the one who enters our lives, Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. When Shannon and I were first married, our first Christmas, we received this lovely manger scene. Willow tree, if you're familiar with them, are hand-carved figurines. And my mom bought us the full set. So we had the creche, we had the Holy Family, we had animals and shepherd and angels and background stuff and the wise men and all sorts of stuff. This lovely scene of the manger depicted through faceless beings, but such a rich story told just through their actions and where they stood, how they were there on that first Christmas evening. Faceless yet beautiful, telling a beautiful story. And as I reflected upon this and being acutely aware of other types of manger scenes, I started to think about all these different depictions that we see around us. Now, we have a lot of those with which we're familiar with, anything from those that we set up on our mantles to the ones in our We Worship space that are made out of soft materials to live nativities. And we see them in many different ways. We see them depicted through the different races and cultures of our society. There's even a hipster nativity scene. Now, I'm guessing most of you don't know what a hipster is. But a hipster is someone who is in tune with the newest fads going around, which often run countercultural to the norm. And so this picture, you have the Holy Family, which is Joseph taking a selfie with Mary putting up the peace sign with the baby Jesus. Our shepherds are depicted as an organic farmer who has a sheep that has a lovely knitted sweater, a trough that says gluten-free only, and a cow that is stamped organic. And then our wise men come riding in on Segways with Amazon Prime boxes and fedora hats. We see there's even a zombie, which I don't know what to make of that, but a zombie major scene. But we've also seen in recent days some that have raised attention and been quite a bit controversial. There was one cartoon that was drawn 5 years ago in Poland with the scene entitled "Without Jews, Arabs, Africans, Refugees, or Unwed Mothers." And so the manger scene was only the creche, an empty manger, and a couple animals. We've seen this year as border issues between us and Mexico heightened. We've seen churches display their nativity scenes with Mary and Joseph in one cage and baby Jesus in another dog cage. And with the wall debate, we've seen a cartoon of the Holy Family standing at the wall being denied entrance. Now these depictions, these expressions of the manger have caused a wide range of reactions and emotions. But one thing they have done is caught the people's attention. And I think in that it offers an opportunity for an invitation and challenge to put a real incarnational life into a static, sometimes static celebration. Because, brothers and sisters, that first manger, that first Christmas was anything but holy and lowly. It wasn't a static celebration. As we heard in our text tonight, Mary and Joseph are traveling across the land, Mary nearing the birth of her child, only to arrive to David's hometown to realize there is no space for them. And of course, Mary comes, it's time to deliver. This unwed mother, whose fate was only by societal terms and religious rules, was death by stoning or abandonment at best. And so they give birth in a manger. They wrap the child, Messiah, in bands of cloth and lay him in a manger. Meanwhile, in a field nearby, shepherds getting ready to sleep for the evening when angels appear before them and the glory of the Lord shining about them, singing heavenly songs, announcing to them of what is taking place, of God with us, God showing up in a baby nearby. And so they go with haste and they make known everything that has been told to them, to the amazement of those around. Returning back to their flock, glorifying and praising God. Brothers and sisters, this is anything but static. This is anything but pure and lowly. This is anything what we imagine or depict through our ordinary manger scenes. This tells us a beautiful story. It tells us a beautiful story of God entering into this world in unexpected and unlikely places. Birthed In a barn is Jesus, placed in a feed trough, wrapped in strips of cloth. Nothing perfect about that scene. It's not perfectly crafted. It's not what we imagine when we think of that first Christmas morning. Yet, it is the beautiful story. And it's just like those beautiful stories depicted through the controversial manger scenes as I described earlier. Brothers and sisters, it's beautiful not because it's perfectly manifested. It's perfect and beautiful because it is where God enters into our lives. It is where God shows up in the dark, dangerous messes of the existence we live in, not the perfect, flood-lit utopias we dream about. This is a radical, unexpected, unimaginable grace God gives to you, to me, to all of humanity. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus enters in and is with you, with all of humanity, regardless of the current scene of your lives. And he does so especially in those unexpected places. So brothers and sisters, in this Christmas season, this time as we worship, remember that first Christmas morning, may we with the same awe, the same haste, witness to God's incarnation into every scene, into every human reality. May we expect the unexpected, God with all people. May this beautiful story point to God's reality, unconditional love and presence in our own lives, broken, imperfect, yet beautiful, because God is there. This is the beauty of the Christmas story, brothers and sisters. God entering into the messiness of our lives and making it holy, making it perfect, making it beautiful. Amen.